what I want. Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming.
Hey, you wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked. Sports fans, we are here on 89.1 KHOL, and by we, I mean Teton Sports Talk, and we got a packed show for you this week. A lot happening out there in the sports world, but let me introduce the room to my left, Graham. To my right, Mysterious West of Shooting Star.
Mysterious.
He lives under Graham's apartment.
Basement dweller.
But he exists, but does he exist?
No one
he
knows.
He cracks beers and mows the lawn.
And we're having him back because it's the U.S. Open.
Because he predicted the Raptors.
Oh, hey.
Yes, I did.
He's not here for golf.
Let's be honest. Let's get to that.
I'm a basketball savant.
If you rewind the tape, if you rewind the Teton Sports Talk
if
tape.
Re-download Wes, a month ago.
Yes. Now, what golf event were you here for that month?
I lost track. Was that the Masters?
PGA Championship.
The PGA Championship.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it just happened.
Last month, a month ago. Last thing he said before he signs off is, yeah, I'll take the Raptors to win the whole thing. And they hadn't even played the Bucks yet. I was like, they're going to sweat by the Bucks.
And so, what just happened, boys?
Raptors took it home.
That's
Toronto.
What I thought.
He was, unbelievable. Yeah, he was the devil's advocate because we are Buck-centric in here.
Yep.
Being big Malcolm Brogdon fans.
Well,
so
when the Mavs are out of it.
Yes,
your Bucks.
They're my East team.
Yeah,
my team of the East.
Oh, is there? There's
the
a
team of
there.
The North one.
That's right.
I think sure did. I will say the Raptors. We are the North. That's pretty sweet.
Well, it plays well with GOT.
Thank you.
It's better than the finale of Game of Thrones.
All right, I'll take
slogan.
That.
Ooh.
And they have Jurassic Park. I mean, that is just brilliant.
Copyright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the Raptors. That team formed right as when Jurassic Park came out.
That's probably right.
That's actually
I think it's pretty close.
You might be right about that. That'd be interesting to look up.
All right, we'll get Todd.
No more pizza.
He's on it. At least he let us share tonight.
It was nice that Todd bought Pinkies tonight. That was nice of him to bring that in.
Thanks, Todd's mom.
Yeah,
this is why we don't.
He got his allowance.
Apple Pay from Mrs. Todd.
Yeah, this is why we don't give Todd a mic. No, put your hand down. He's always trying to tap on the glass. What a weirdo. Yeah, let's just do. What's that?
We're not allowed in the glass room.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. We are in the back. That was fake. We're in the back.
We're next to the mops.
Let's do it. Let's talk NBA Finals because we just watched the Raptors really just kind of like outlast the Warriors. I don't know how to describe it. Like,
Get
less injured than the Warriors. But then again, like, injuries are a part of it. I mean, they did just lose. Who did they lose? Warriors.
Everybody.
KD.
They lost
Klay
in the third period tonight.
KD, Klay, and there was a third injury too.
Tonight?
No. Looney was hurt for most of the season,
but he was playing the entire time. But he fractured rib or something like that.
He's a badass. He kind of got
big boy. He can
knocked
handle
out of game five with that rib injury.
Yep.
And then he came back and played. He's just been playing on that rib. Oh, man, ribs too. I broke a rib. It's tough.
You can't breathe with broken ribs. No. Like, it just hurts every time you. Every time you
take
a breath,
running with it,
but like it's kind of thrilling. It's one of these things where like you don't see. I mean, I hate to say this. I hate to pull like the Skip Bayless take of like, is this the end of the dynasty? And which every single talk show is covering as we speak, or as we're reaching you, the listener, on our 2 to 3 p.m. slot here on Fridays at KHOL. But it does kind of seem that way, right?
Well, I mean, they're going to – what, you've got KD.
We're going to lose KD.
And Thompson
Klay.
Are both
you gotta pick one
free
of those.
Agents, right? Is it just those two?
Pretty sure it is.
Okay.
Draymond or
either
Steph
way,
are still good
you're not
go.
Getting both.
No.
Right.
Who do we think's leaving?
I have a hot take.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
Let's hear it.
We're already talking about free agency.
Kick both of them out, bring Kawhi.
Whoa. One's talking about that.
If you're going to beat him, join him.
Right there.
Instead of KD's, you can't beat him, join him.
Can we talk about how good Kawhi is?
He's amazing. He's the best player in the NBA. He's now.
Wait a minute. Timeout. He didn't really do a whole lot this game six, like the winning, the final game of the series.
What was his stats?
He had like 20 points and seven for 18 to shoot. I mean, he was averaging like 33, 34, 35 points a game.
He had a lot of help. He finally had his big help game with Siakam, Freddie VanVleet from Wichita State Shockers. Lowry had a good game.
I think that's the game.
A knucklehead.
I think that's the game that Raptors go into. They manage the minutes of their superstars, see where they are.
Yep.
Somewhere in the middle of the third, they're like, okay, well, now we've really got a shot because Clay's down.
Time out.
Turn it up.
You said superstars, plural. Who else outside of Kawhi
on the Raptors?
Did I say superstars?
You said plural.
Did you pluralize that?
Let's back this up and rewind.
He loves Ibaka.
I do love Ibaka.
That's what I love about this moment right now is that this is the first time in a while that we've had an NBA championship team that isn't a 2-3-4-headed monster. It's Kawhi.
Since the Mavs.
It always circles back to Dirk.
Dirk is Kawhi.
Can we please
His teammates
please.
Helped him
no
out.
No one wants to hear this. Getting heartburn thinking about this.
But honestly, in the era of, the three-headed monster, if you will, that started with the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time that we've seen one since, call it 08, that we've had an NBA championship team that wasn't locked and loaded with superstars.
Does this remind you of the Pistons beating the Lakers when the Lakers were just stacked?
No, that Lakers team is a bunch of old dudes trying to hang on for dear life and chase championships. Karl Malone, Gary Payton looking at you.
I still feel like the names were bigger on the Pistons than they were on the Raptors this year.
Oh, yeah. They had Chauncey Billups. They had
Rasheed Wallace and Rip. Yeah.
Yeah. They had Tayshaun Prince. They had Ben Wallace. You already said Ben Wallace, right?
Did I say Ben? I think I said Ben Wallace. Yeah. I mean, so I feel like this is the first time
besides
a long time since I was in high school. I mean, go way back. Is it 8 years? No, okay, never mind. Maybe it was college. But still, it's been a long time since we've had a team win the NBA championship that didn't have multiple superstars.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. Does this shift the East? Well, also take it into account that the East won. So can the East say they're the better conference?
While Kawhi is still a Toronto Raptor, which I don't know if that contract expires tonight at midnight, but he may not be a Toronto Raptor for the next 2 weeks, but I don't know where he's going. You don't know if he's staying.
So this is one of the more interesting times of the year when it comes to NBA free agency because we already have rumors of Kyrie going to the Nets, signing with Jay-Z's.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Everyone's wondering where Anthony Davis is going. I thought it was going to – for a while there, I thought Kyrie, AD, LeBron in L.A.
Still up.
I think they're finalizing a deal. I think the Nets are finalizing a deal with Kyrie.
I don't know if that's guaranteed.
Okay.
I don't know if that's guaranteed. Because I think Kyrie hopefully looks himself in the mirror and says, D'Angelo Russell is not as good as me, and I don't need to be the alpha on a team because I have to answer all the questions. I have to be the superstar that goes down. I need somebody better than me on the team to be that guy, to be the fall guy.
So besides the end of the dynasty headline that everyone's going to have, the Warriors are going to break up. KD's going to go somewhere. Klay's already expressed, been like, no, I want to get paid for playing basketball.
Yeah.
And has already expressed that interest. And then Steph and Draymond might be Warriors for life, but it's time to restructure the super team. I feel like the next super team is coming, and it's not going to be Toronto. Toronto just went ahead and got this win while the Warriors were just, they were beat up, but still, they kept playing defense.
Can the Bucks sign anybody?
No. I don't know if they can. They can't make any major moves.
Hoping Brogdon goes to the Mavs, but super team with the unicorn.
Let's stop talking about the Mavs.
Anyway, sorry. It might be the end of the 17, 18, 19 Warriors. It's not necessarily the end of the 16, 15, 14 Warriors. Because if they keep Klay, they still have Draymond, Klay, and Steph.
If they keep that core, I think
they can keep that core.
Iggy's probably sticking around. That guy loves the Warriors.
Sure. Yeah, but how much? What else is he worth in the next few years? I mean,
I think he has to play. I think you keep the core group and
you can make
their
a better
salaries,
bench.
Their yeah. salaries shrink and the bench's salaries increase.
KD
I think
might not
do.
Play next year. We don't know what's going on with him. Like, even though he might go to the Clippers, that makes the West harder. He might go to the East. That makes the East harder. Like, we don't know Kawhi is going. It's a lot more moving parts to say where the next big team will become, what the next big team will be right now because of Kawhi, KD, not knowing where they're going, what's going on with Anthony Davis to the Lakers trade. They don't want to give up Kuzma now, which I think is BS. I think they're just kind of playing the, we're not going to give up everybody right away. We're going to like have one more back and forth, and then we're going to give you Kuzma. And AD will be the Lakers. That's my thought, but
that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
I also like to think, I guess, in a timeline, this is the first time we're not saying, okay, end of the season next year, let's just revamp Cleveland and Clay. Yep. Cleveland and the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Now Cleveland, it bust up, and it's kind of like, okay, all year, Warriors, they're finished, they bust up. Meanwhile, like, it's not the emergence of a new, like, Toronto dynasty.
No.
It's a stop-off point for the best player. I guess right now you have to call him the best player in the league.
Yeah.
In Kawhi Leonard.
Sure.
He's the best player in the league.
Best healthy player in the league, yeah.
And there you have it. And even he's up for grabs. So it's going to be one of the more interesting NBA free agencies.
Yeah.
And see who gets cast for Space Jam 2. There's a lot going on.
That's really what we're all waiting for.
A lot
for.
Going
Will
on.
Will Vin Diesel play here. The third Monstar? At a very
Most
exciting.
Definitely.
Is Groot. He'll just roll. He'll be perfect for that role. But Freudian slip, you called them the Clays. Klay Thompson, badass tonight. Going into the tunnel and saying, no, I got to go shoot those free throws. Otherwise, I'm out for the game. I want to see at least if I can run around on this. Makes both.
Yeah, and then,
goes back in probably with hyperextended, sprained, or at worst case, torn ACL.
Yeah,
so,
they amazing. If you caught it, there was a quick little shoot to the locker room area later after the foul shots were made, and he went back to the locker room on crutches. He's on crutches. So who knows what it is, but
right.
Torn ACL, torn MCL,
and even
patella tendon, whatever.
Even after all that, the Warriors were still in that game. There were a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk about my man DeMarcus Cousins kind of being a spaz in the crunch time? The last
Mobile.
Two games. The last game, yesterday. The last game, he's got like a goaltending and a foul and like a turnover in like
game five.
The last three minutes. This time, he was well on his way until he reined it in. But he was like fouling the hell out of people and like taking it to the rack.
He's been
and
hanging out,
it off the side
hanging
of the
out too much with Draymond.
Well, it's one of those things where I'm like, DeMarcus, we get it, but you're not in great shape, like to do all this. You haven't been doing this all year long. You've been hurt. You're coming back and you're filling a role. You can't really like drop step, fake one way, spin back the other way, baby hook off the baseline. You just bounce it off the side of the backboard. You're like DeMarcus, like. Rain it back in, man.
He still has
the name, though. Like, he's still, like, people look for his name and think he's an all-star and think he's a stud.
He's one of the best big men in the league.
He's just not anymore. He's just not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he may not be, like, KD may never be the same again after ruptured Achilles. Like, Draymond's come back from Achilles injury. Same exact thing. He's not even, I don't know when he ruptured it, but, like, he's at that stage of, like, starting to kind of kick the rust off. But, like, kicking the rust off in the finals, in closeout games, is a lot different than kicking the rust off in December and January.
Well, that was their best option. Like, that's the depth they had to go to. When KD's in the lineup, DeMarcus Cousins not getting minutes. He's third string. Yeah. KD goes down. DeMarcus is now playing a significant role.
Yeah.
So he's thrust.
Draymond has to move off center.
Yeah.
And, yeah, play.
So he's thrust into a different role, and he's trying to fulfill it. But it's like, sometimes it's bad visuals.
Yeah. I mean, a lot. Yeah. It's funny because the spread was +2.5 mm-hmm. Raptors. I think a lot of it coming in today when I was just listening to things, it was like the Raptors have the better team. The Raptors have the better team. And I was equating it to like Clay and Steph. I'd rather have Clay and Steph as a whole than Kawhi. They're better than, I mean, like Clay got hurt, but going into the game. And then Draymond Green, I'd rather have than Lowry and Siakam. I think Boogie and Gasol are kind of equals. Gasol is healthier, I guess, but he's a lot older.
Gasol can hit some threes. And
Boogie used to. Pre-Achilles.
Well, that's what we're talking about, Boogie now.
Yeah, I know. But going to the game, it was just like the Raptors are the better team. I was like, they don't necessarily have the better team, and it proved it was a it was bare. I mean, even Clay going out for probably the majority of the second half, they still it was a what 3-point game?
It was tight all the way, the whole way to the
gather around the iPhone, kids. We're gonna watch basketball tonight.
That's
at
right.
KHOL.
Yeah, we're burnt.
Three and a half fun. Inch screen.
Right, fun pizza party.
Just it's been good, clean fun down here. That's the way we like to keep it here on Teton Sports Talk.
Clean
sports fans. When we come back, we're gonna huddle up, get you some of the big headlines of the week, and then we're gonna be talking whatever golf tournament is going on right now. Wes
Massey, you're getting better at this.
This is
you're
no,
getting
this
real,
is
you're getting real good at
the
golf.
Open. It's
the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open at Pebble Beach.
Well done.
Where the rough is rough and the greens are fast. I'm sure of it. All right, stay tuned. 89.1 KHOL.
Hey, you wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
Sports fans, we are back here on 89.1 KHOL. We are Teton Sports Talk, Fridays 2 to 3. Been here a staple for the last 3 years. Can you believe that? Well, 3+.
I didn't know we've even known each other for 3 years.
Yeah, it's been
wow.
a while. Yeah, well, no, we've
That's
known
amazing.
Each other for, well, it's kind of, how long have we known each other? 2006.
You're just a boy.
10.
Yeah.
Almost 9 years.
Filthy goat.
I can see the twinkle in your boy's eyes right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll look at you, too.
Mm.
You look good over there.
Thank you.
Wes,
you're
still,
Bush knowing.
Did you come straight from work? It's
straight from work.
10:30 at night.
You sometimes work. You sometimes work till 10. Your car pulls up in the summer. You're there till 9 sometimes,
hey, the
aren't you?
The sun's out until about 10 o'clock here in the
yeah,
midsummer.
Yeah, people want to play
so,
golf.
Hey, you want to play golf? Come on out and play golf.
Twilight golf. Can't beat it.
I get caught up in the summer. I'm like, oh, what time is it? What does it even matter? Like, is it time to eat? I'm like, oh, it's 11 o'clock at night. I haven't eaten anything since lunch.
Time to
and
drink.
And that's why we ordered pizza.
Yeah.
Cheers to Pinky G's.
Pizza party. The Raptors win. And in absolute perfect fashion, Graham's got a Canadian beverage over there.
The Bat Blue Light. Drake's favorite light.
What's Drake going to do with that?
Dude, what is Drake doing
Kawhi
right now? That's what I
boy.
Lots of selfies.
Goodness. Well, right now, I mean, it's.
Lots of toilet
this
selfies.
Is,
he's recovering from last night right now. That's what he's doing.
Yes,
oh,
that's true.
Oh, when this airs.
Yeah.
Let's time warp back. So we're back here on late Thursday night recording after the game. Drake is ordering bottle service wherever he is, for sure.
Yeah, I wonder what the cool Toronto hip club is. You think Kawhi's doing the red eye?
Toronto's
party tonight?
There's
I heard Toronto is.
Canada's pretty loose up there. We like the Canadians.
Never
if
been.
You get bottle service in Canada, do you get like a Molson? Just a big one?
I don't know what a Molson is.
What? You don't know what Molson Canadian beer is?
You don't know what Bush is. And not the beer, the band.
Or the president.
Or the president.
Dits.
Time out. We're talking about Canada here.
Oh, cheese curds. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, it's like Foster's.
Yeah, what do you do? Like, if you're when you're Canadian, you're like, what's the dish that you're like, all right, let's just.
Kraft dinner.
We're partying tonight.
Kraft dinner.
Kraft dinner?
Yeah, I remember when I go to Mexico, we'd hang out with Canadians. They'd be like, hey, we put ketchup on Kraft dinner, eh? Like, I remember that was part of their thing.
Oh.
Ketchup.
Yeah, they're eating
Bare Naked
macaroni.
Ladies. We listen to Bare Naked Ladies and eat Kraft dinner.
That's what's going on?
Yeah.
Every single little fishing village out there.
Yeah, fishing holes.
Yeah, you think the polar bears know that they're champs?
They should.
Sorry about that whole ice melting thing, but you're champs. Hey,
word will get to them. Word will get to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they'll notice.
And polar bears have to push all that Coca-Cola, American company.
Yeah, they're working hard.
I got some dates for you.
All right.
You did a good job earlier. Raptors. Born 1995, Jurassic Park the movie. Born 1993.
Ooh,
pretty
close.
Damn close.
Close.
Pretty close. Last time a Canadian team won a professional sports title, the Montreal Canadiens in 1993.
That long?
Toronto Blue Jays in 1993. This is the best year for Canada since 1993.
Good
wow.
job,
because Jurassic Park came out.
All
goodness
right.
gracious.
You see all that full circle
this
stuff.
This
Time's
is
a flat circle. Yeah.
This is happening.
It's crazy.
All right, let's huddle up, guys.
Huddling up.
What do you say? So we have a segment called The Huddle. We have the good news of the week, the critical number of the week, and something we are stuck on. I'm going to go ahead and lead off here because I got a pretty good one.
Go ahead, coach.
You got the mic.
So it's college football players get in trouble season. And it's brilliant.
That's true.
Now that the NBA is over,
yeah.
Now we get to learn about college suspensions because they're all on campus, bored out of their mind, practicing 4 hours a day and having everything else left to up
That's
to
a good point. Very good
win.
Point. Good point. Yeah.
Unless there's a Sammy Sosa corked bat situation in the College World Series, otherwise you're correct.
So here are the two ones that I'm looking at. That's great. Maryland's head coach Mike Loxley's son, who plays for UTEP, this is what he got booked under when he got arrested: DUI,
nice,
marijuana,
sick,
illegal weapon,
rad,
terroristic threat.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I think that could be spray paint.
Now UTEP is right by the border, so maybe there's. Does that have anything to do with it?
That's a bad place. I mean, the border of Utah. Sorry, Utah, UTEP, El Paso, and Mexico.
But is it one of those things where it's like, I'm gonna kill all you guys?
Maybe.
And then there's like terrorists. He's like, I didn't really mean that. I'm drunk. I'm driving
you're
this
drunk,
car.
Huh?
I'm
you're driving.
Yeah.
Well, we're just gonna chalk him up to
mom's
a little
car.
Yeah.
Terroristic threat. Let's go ahead and put that on the docket tonight.
That's got to be dropped, right? I mean, it's a tough night to wake up to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh crap.
He's not playing for his dad, right?
No, he's playing at UTEP.
Dad wouldn't put him on the team.
Transfer portal. Get him over to Maryland.
That's what I mean. Maryland will accept him in a heartbeat. I got a second one too.
Sweet.
Wow.
Because it's almost equally as good. Derek Tucker of Texas A&M got arrested after an altercation at 2 a.m. in a parking lot over
pizza.
Well, close. Tacos.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. Taco truck.
Yeah, so someone clearly, I mean, I've almost gotten fisticuffs over a White Spot Gus Burger multiple times.
I watched a man get punched in the face at Pinky G's because he thought, or sorry, the guy punched the older guy in the face because he thought he got his slice before he did after he ordered before him. True story.
I might punch somebody over the steak tacos at Snake River.
Hey, there you go.
That's Brew Pub? Mm-hmm. Those things are so good.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah.
No free ads, Brew Pub. We'll expect something from that.
was not an advertisement for Pinky G's either.
Yeah. Go to Pinky G's where if you get your slice before somebody else, you can punch him in the face. All right.
It's your world.
Yeah. We're just living. All right. Your good news of the week, Trainer.
No Boston titles in 2019.
Thank
so far.
The
that's
Lord.
Great.
Well, yeah.
So far.
It can only be the Red Sox and we'll see.
Repeat.
Yeah, that doesn't happen much.
All right.
Yeah. It's so a good one. That's it.
I'm
excited for the Blues. They're the Virginia basketball.
I was going to say, there's been a lot of underdogs.
The NHL.
Yeah.
Or I mean, the Toronto Raptors of the NHL.
Raptors, Blues, UVA, Tiger Woods.
Great. Tiger.
You're the underdogs.
Timeout.
Mm-hmm. What? What do we say?
2019, February, what was it, 4th?
February 4th.
Who won the Super Bowl?
Oh, crap.
But it's the
18-19
Patriots,
it's the 18,
right?
It's the 18 season, but it is 19.
I thought the Eagles won.
I'm sorry to burst your good bubble.
Too many Labatt Blues.
Put that on your stuck or something instead.
Damn it.
Sorry to do that to you. I'm like, wait a minute. Did I miss something? Did the Patriots not win the Super Bowl?
I forgot. That was the winter.
I'm sorry to do that to you. Because I felt really, really excited for 1 second there when you started clapping. I'm like, oh my God, that's great. Wait, no. It's not real.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm... the winter is a different
just
time.
Just tear my heart out.
I forget about what happens in the winter.
Guys, maybe next year, you know?
Maybe next year.
Your good news of the week.
On a much lighter note. On a much lighter note. Anybody else see Steph Curry's new show coming out?
Holy moly.
Holy moly.
Holy moly.
I can't wait for mini golf show. That's going to be so great.
Why is it taking this long?
Right? I mean, do you guys remember as kids watching like the mini golf tour? At all like the putt-putt events, like,
or
putt-putt locations around the country that were like, they had the orange-walled putt-putt courses, and there were these like just incredibly talented putt-putt players. It was ridiculous. They would make a hole-in-one on like 11 out of the 18 holes.
I played so much miniature
golf. It was
golf
on TV. It was on ESPN.
I remember people hating Steph Curry's kids. But I
thought
I remember,
you might
like what the putt putt golf thing was.
I thought Wes was talking about something he saw once at like a Grand Slam baseball or something. You know, like
I got to figure out what it was called, but there was a legitimate like putt putt tour.
I believe you. I mean, you've already fact checked me on the Patriots. I believe you.
Yeah,
I am the source for all knowledge now.
Yeah. No, that's great. I'm excited for the show. It's good to see Steph Curry. Those are pre-recorded.
Yep.
He had a smile on his face back then.
Right.
So it's going to be nice to see him smile again.
Well, he can focus on it more now that he's done.
True.
We forgot to give credit to Todd for looking up that Raptors.
Yes. Good job, Todd.
Yeah. Way to go, Todd.
He's sulking behind the glass right now.
Well, he's smiling on the inside.
Okay.
Usually. That's what we say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And did we steal his pizza or did he give it to us? Shut up, Todd! Man, that guy knows how to really raise
a mouth
ruckus.
On him.
Car mother. All right. Critical number of the week. All right. So this goes back to something that I've been following very loosely, and I don't think anybody else in America is, but it's the ongoing NCAA basketball FBI research, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's loosely, yeah.
This has been going
on.
The
Sean Miller thing, or is this different?
This has been going on longer than the Mueller report. No, this is where the FBI flipped a money man that was in the middle of, he was like the link between coaches and players, basically, recruiting.
The USC thing, right?
Yeah, well, it's the USC, it's Auburn, it's Arizona, and it's all these other major schools, and they've given a promise for a leak in early July. Six is the number. Six schools will be revealed by early July, and this is what they'll get. A notice of major rule violations.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I think it's a note that says you've been bad. I don't know.
Is it a slap on the wrist? Is it a warning?
I don't know. That's
eight
why
demerits.
I love this.
Do you know why? Because they already know what the six schools are, right? So they're probably
Duke,
big six
Kentucky,
schools.
Kansas,
so they don't want to. They don't want to lay anything big on them because you can't have a national championship without one of these six teams. Is probably what it is. It's probably
Virginia's in there, not in there. They won a championship without being on this list. Trust me.
I don't think Texas Tech is high on this list either.
No. I can't wait until Virginia's on the list, and then I'm coming right back.
That would end my world.
I would
quit sports altogether.
This would be
not fantasy
you heard
sports.
It here,
not fantasy
ladies
sports.
And gentlemen. You heard it here.
This is the
fantasy
end.
Sports. I would still do. Not real sports.
I
quit them.
My only friend, the end. No, I've been following this quite some time. I don't think there is even a whiff of UVA on this list. They tagged Malcolm Brogdon once for this guy that was trying to be his agent, paid for lunch that, and he only paid for like half of it because his Malcolm Brogdon's mom picked up the other half. You know, like so it goes that down to that detail. So I'm wondering what these six schools are, and then it's just going to be – the NCAA has no teeth, so they have no, like, really judiciary bite anymore.
No.
So it's kind of like, all right, you're in trouble. And they're like, yeah. We make you billions of dollars every single year. Would you please get out of our way? So it's just one
they don't,
of those
Yeah,
things.
They don't own the tournament, like we said many times before.
The NCAA does.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, the NCAA does, but, like, they – they know that they, like you said, like Malcolm Brogdon, they find little things to just kind of latch onto. Like, you guys split mozzarella sticks and the agent paid half the bill.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that. So, like, we talked about, the players and schools breaking off and having their own tournament and just kicking the NCAA.
I think that's what they should do.
But they don't have the pull because they don't have the teams. They just have, like, the ownership of March Madness, I guess. But, yeah, it would have to be some sort of freelance tournament, but...
it'd have to be an agreement of all these big schools. If the NCAA comes out and starts just harassing these schools, I think that the Duke, UCLA, USC, Arizona, I'm trying to make my way from
Kansas,
west to east, Kansas,
Kentucky,
Duke, who else am I missing? North Carolina, all those teams that are corrupt as day is long, suckers, Auburn, looking at you too.
Yep, Bruce.
You got Bruce Pearl. Like, anyway, the point is, if you get enough of those guys – and you gut the NCAA tournament, no more NCAA.
You know who's going to sponsor that independent tournament? Drake.
Papa John's?
Ooh.
Oh, Drake.
Ooh, I like that.
Drake.
That or some AAU or Adidas or Nike, New Balance.
There'll be a bidding war.
Yeah. All right, your critical number.
Well, I got two now.
All right.
My first one originally was, I'll go with the impromptu one, which is three. Kawhi joins only Kareem and LeBron as the third finals MVP for two different teams. I said this number a month ago. If Kawhi does this, he will be, but he's officially done it.
Officially.
That's pretty rare.
That's impressive.
It's pretty impressive. And then my real one before was 13.
The amount of road wins for the final two.
The amount of goals women's soccer beat Thailand by.
I'm all up on that.
Yeah.
I'm all up on women's soccer.
People didn't like the celebrations. Women's teams, they were trying to make it hateable, but.
Well, you got to make news. You got to make news out of nothing.
Got to make news out of nothing.
You got to make news out of nothing.
You'd hear about celebration anger.
If you score your fifth goal, you're like, dude, I'm running this show, running this show right now.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't do anything distasteful. They were just still celebrating after goal 10, 11, 12, and 13. But
that's because part of the scrubs.
People get hurt. They get butt hurt.
All right. Here's the deal. You're up by 10 in the World Cup. All your veterans are on the bench. Some people that may never, ever see the field again in the World Cup are on there. And they not only do they see the field, they score a goal. I'd freak out.
Absolutely.
Well said.
I'd be like, holy smokes, I scored a goal.
That's like when the trainer checks in and makes a three with like 2 seconds left when they're up 62 on Sister Mary School for the Blind.
Thank you. That's the exact same scenario. Sorry.
I riled you up. Got excited. Made my point. Very well
perfect.
Said.
Got excited for it. Your critical number, Wes.
Critical number, 100. Mm-hmm. The number of players 100%. That are within 8 shots of the lead after round one at the U.S. Open. 8 shots on the tour is a very small number. Anybody could win this thing.
I like it.
It is tight. Nobody's running away with this.
Okay.
It's tight.
What about our boy?
Sports live on.
Bruce Koepka.
Brooks Koepka is, what is he? He's at two under through...
Yep.
2 under through the first round. He is 4 shots back of our leader, Justin Rose, 6 under.
Got a massive.
No reason to think he's not still got a great shot at winning it. I mean, he's in the hunt. He's right there, top 20.
How's the course plan? It's my favorite.
Windy, right?
Skinny.
All right.
They narrowed the fairways up. Greens are soft, which is why they went pretty low today.
A lot of divots.
So U.S. Open is normally known as the most difficult tournament. For scoring conditions on the tour.
They're just mean with that rough.
I mean, you watch those guys in the rough, it's like shin high. But yet somehow they managed to get through it. I don't know what kind of golf clubs and golf balls they use, but it's not what I'm using. But
yeah, it's an equipment failure.
It's got to be.
Golf?
It's not me. It's probably my glove.
Yeah.
But we'll work on that. We'll get a new one.
I didn't stretch today.
So fairways are tighter. Rough is thick. Greens are soft right now. See if that changes.
I like it.
It's really pretty when you say it.
Yeah.
You like how I did that?
But think about the shooting star native grass. That stuff.
That's some thick stuff. It's getting thicker by the second right now.
Is there such thing as native grass?
Native grass. Yeah. It's native to the
area. They say don't drive on the native grass.
Don't drive on it.
You do, I guess, because you don't even know what it is.
I was following the signs.
When's the last time you played golf?
I was following the signs as best I could. The last time I played golf.
Yeah. Pop quiz.
Was at a wedding in outside of, where was it? It was in Camden, South Carolina.
Oh.
And it was on an incredible public course down there.
Nice.
And.
Nice Muni.
25 cents for all the golf balls in the fishbowl next to the cash register.
Yep. You know where they got those? Place.
The water.
Pond on six, yeah.
Dude, the water, it was true black water. Just still fresh water. Fresh water, but like, and very clear.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, it reached a depth where it looked black. And
that's
like,
the urine. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that. It was like, that's just black water. You reach your hand in there, and an alligator is probably going to take it off with you.
The damn alligator took my hand off.
And so that was like 3 years ago.
Nice. That's not too bad.
You're due for another round.
You are.
Yeah. And it was about five. So I'm like, I'm due. I'm getting close.
Yeah, we might have to bring you out the shooting star.
Next, you don't want me to embarrass you out there.
Well, no, I don't want you driving in the native. That's what I want.
Yeah, I don't
want
to do anything stupid.
There's
and
a red tee box
somebody.
For Massey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
have junior tees. There's little plates in the middle of the fairway we can start from. Yeah.
Sweet.
I usually throw my ball if it's onto the fairway, if it's out of bounds.
That's the hand wedge.
Okay. All right. Same page. Something I am stuck on. Hail Mary. Okay, so pass. This is hard. This is hard to spit out. In the final 2 minutes, pass interference will be reviewable when initiated by the refs, including Hail Marys. This is going to be a very painful growing curve.
Yes,
it's going to be horrible.
This is going to be hard to stomach for an entire year if we're reviewing every Hail Mary then calling pass interference.
Yeah, both footballs.
I think right now it's NFL.
Just NFL.
Well, the NFL is becoming the NBA.
You can't.
The whistle is going to be blown for heavy breathing. it is, you're not going to be able to put your hands on anybody. You're not going to be able to put your hands up in the air and put one foot off the ground. Like, I mean, it's just going to be, it's going to be an absolute mess. There's going to be whistles everywhere.
Do you think there will be whistles because every play is reviewable? Like, what am I trying to say here? Like,
they're still have to call it the way they see it, and then it's reviewed based on the call. So it's not like they're not going to blow the whistle if they think there's PI. Now, maybe a Hail Mary situation, because for ages they've never blown whistles on them. They aren't going to blow the whistle, but it's still going to be reviewed, and there's going to have to be proof in the chaos that there was PI. But who knows? It's not either way. Every single final game that comes down to a Hail Mary will have a review.
That's going to be hard.
That's how it's going to end. You're going to sit there and wonder and wonder and wonder.
You miss those like shocking moments of it ending on the Hail Mary, and it's like, nope, we got to have like the next 10 minutes of video. And this is brought to you by KFC.
Kick a field goal, and some team's going to be heart's going to get ripped out.
Yeah.
Or they're going to just pull like, hey, just go down there and we're like with however like 15 seconds left. Get a foul, have 3 seconds left, get in field goal range.
Potato sack race, corner versus receiver, one into the end zone to the other.
This is how the Browns are going to lose the Super Bowl this year.
Browns. Browns Cowboys. I like it.
I was about to be like, yeah, right, Wes, but hey, what do I know? The Raptors won. Your critical number of the week, Graham.
It's kind of dated now a little bit, but like with the KD injury, I just want to know, is Bud Kilmer back there in the Golden State Warriors locker room just giving shots to people and saying, yeah, go out and play, son. You put that needle in his knee. I swear to God, I'll rip your arms off and beat you to death with him. Billy Bob.
Kilmer said 48 minutes for the next 48 years of my life.
Yeah, so I knew this would turn into Varsity Blues quote off, but that's fine.
That's between you two. I'm just here to judge.
We saw Clay come back. I mean, I just want to make sure, like, you know, if KD wants to stay there, he wants, you know, he trusts the medical team, and I think Clay did tonight because Clay was like, I'm coming back out. So it's a little dated, but I wanted to bring up Bud Kilmer. So you go ahead.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
No, I had a KD comment as well, but we already talked about it, so it's all good.
We're good.
We're moving on.
Move on.
Let's do it. We ran along this segment. Segment number 3, we're coming in talking about the U.S. Open. PGA Champion.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1. KHOL.
Hey, you want to hear a good joke? Nobody speak. Nobody get choked.
Loyal Teton Sports Talk listeners, we are back here on Fridays 2 to 3 in our usual spot where you can find us here on 89.1 KHOL. I'm your host, Massey Zeman. To my left, Grant Chamberlain. We have Mysterious Wes.
Who is he?
Did I just get a Grant Chamber?
Yeah, it was one breath. I was trying to do
it was one breath. You were running out.
My brain.
I like Grant Chamber.
Grant Chamber. And Mysterious West, team up.
West, pull it. Graham Chamber, your pizza's ready.
Perfect.
Do it. No, do it.
Ticket number 6, Graham Chamber, your pizza is ready.
It's even better when you botch names doing the bowling alley voice.
I mean, the bowling alley voice is a new segment.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to introduce the band in the corner of the bowling alley. Hi, this is, I can't do it, but only Wes has got it.
Fish sticks.
I realize that this is my strength.
Fish sticks.
This is my strength, and it's the only way you'll bring me back. So we'll sneak in every now and then.
No, you're here for your NBA. You're not here for golf, but it is golf.
I'm trying to figure out who has the most appearances, and it's either Wes or Morgan Cox on this show. Morgan Cox.
Legends, pros in their game.
Morgan Cox legitimately being an NFL professional athlete that we have
here. What
does
that mean?
On 89.1 KHOL for your listening pleasure. We bring in professional athletes to this show.
Yes.
Why am I reading my resume?
Current Super Bowl champion.
Morgan Cox
Players, Morgan
for
Cox.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Next week.
Google it.
Next week.
Thank you.
Already booked.
Booked him.
Booked.
Again.
Ravens professional.
That's the kind of
NFL
content
player.
You get here.
Well, I totally feel second fiddle to Morgan Cox right now. That's for sure.
I'm sorry. Are you still here? And then Wes.
I'm going to go hang out with Todd on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, all right. Well,
hey, Todd, you mind if I come over and hang?
Where did he go?
He left. I thought he was still there.
Where did he go?
He said he had a call with his mother.
It is late.
He's still on.
He's playing Toon Blast on the toilet.
The Raptors are champions. We stayed up and watched it. Now we're staying up with you and recording about it. We do have Wes. He is a professional golfer. Your handicap, Wes?
Scratch.
Scratch golf.
Oh, sorry. I just had an itch.
This, but you're going to say that at parties, right?
All the time. That's the only thing I got.
Yeah. You got,
that's
yeah.
the only thing I got.
Oh, yeah. I remember
hey, how's your game?
My buddy Andy had a good one. It was, how much does a polar bear weigh? And then you say, I don't know. Just the person who's looking.
I don't know.
Enough to break the ice. Hi, I'm Andy McClure.
Oh, there it is.
Just sliding
right in.
Been on the show as well.
Sliding right in.
I think it's more like fat penguin.
Mm-hmm.
And the person says, what? You go, icebreaker.
Oh, I like that too.
Where are we going?
We're going to
golf.
Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Beach, let's go to California real quick.
The beer flows like wine.
Oh, Pebble Beach, California.
We're not going to Catalina.
Oh, damn it.
We're not going to Catalina. We're going a little bit north of Catalina.
We should go to Catalina. We should get KHOL to fund our Catalina wine mixer trip.
I think they're into it. We'll probably get a helicopter as well. Yeah. Let's talk about Pebble Beach. It is the first round ended today. A lot of people are in the hunt. And I want to know, like, I feel like in the first round of golf, and Trainer backed me up on this, there's a lot of people in the hunt that you just look at and you're saying you're not going to be there Sunday.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And I don't know why I feel that way, because I don't watch a lot of golf, but you're like, yeah, you're toast, you're toast, you're toast. So, Wes, my question to you is, who's the real people? Who are the contenders?
Who are the contenders and who are the pretenders, bro?
I'll tell you right now, there are a ton of contenders.
All right.
There are a ton of contenders because it is tight at the top of the leaderboard. So, leading right now has to be one of the top contenders, although it's coming out of nowhere this year because he's not having a great year, but he is still one of the best golfers on the planet, Justin Rose, Olympic gold medalist.
Yes.
The only Olympic gold medalist.
Wow.
How do you win a – what do you do? Was he like swimming? It's like another country club sport or something?
Believe it or not, golf is – this is a sports talk show.
Kayaking Olympic sport?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
When?
Since the early 90s.
In the summer?
Yes.
Since the Raptors have been around, the early 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. I didn't know that.
Rio. The Olympics in Rio was the first.
They didn't go in that river.
They didn't go. But they did have golf at Rio.
Yeah.
How do you win?
Thanks, Massey. Golf.
Well.
You're two on one, River Rat.
All right.
They brought it back.
Whatever. All right. Go on.
Anyway.
Got it.
Whatever, man.
Justin Rose is leading.
Yeah.
After day one. Now, as our listeners are hearing this right now.
Yeah. What time are tee times on Friday? Because we can actually it's 1 hour behind us. We might not be too far off the lead.
They're gonna tee off 7:30 Pacific.
Okay. So things change.
As the listeners are hearing this live, quote unquote live.
From 2 to 3.
The second round is well underway. The leaderboard has shuffled. However, as we know it right now in this room, Justin Rose is leading at 6 under. Ricky Fowler, another big name, 5 under. Xander Schauffele, another big name, 5 under. We got some big names that are not far behind. Rory McIlroy won last week.
Yep. Convincingly.
Ooh. Convincingly.
He shot, what did he shoot? 6 under and 9 under on the weekend.
9 under
on Sunday.
He
went into the weekend
Sunday.
Flat at even, right?
Yes, and he shot 9 under on the final day to win by 6. God.
So is he still drunk?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you hear his quote?
He's Irish.
All right.
Too.
So this is my favorite. I love Rory.
Last time Rory won a tournament, I saw him drinking out a big flute.
I'm gonna brush my shoulders off on this one real quick. I had dinner with Rory once.
What?
How close were you to him? Was it like
right
a
here?
Big
he
30?
Sat next to me on my left. I could. He's small. He's a little guy. He's shorter than me. Shorter than you. Shorter than you.
Shorter than Graham Chambers.
Graham Chambers. He's shorter than Graham Chambers.
I'm short.
I had dinner with Rory McIlroy once. Awesome guy. Anyway, Rory, what were we saying? Rory is
5'2".
5'2". hoping to be Irish. 5'3". He won last week. He's hot right now. He's got a hot putter. He shot 9 under on the final day of the last tournament, and he's 3 under today after first round at Pebble. 3 shots back. Why can't he win?
So is that your vote, or am I getting the feeling of a dark horse here?
No, he's not my vote because very rarely do you see back-to-back champions.
Fowler, has Rose ever won a major?
Yes.
Fowler has not. Okay,
no, so Rose won the U.S. Open at Marion.
Gotcha. So Fowler's basically the only of these guys who's not won anything.
Fowler,
I would love to see Ricky Fowler have success. I feel like I've known him since he was 12.
Yep.
Yes. He still looks 12.
And isn't he married now?
I don't know. He's got a nice looking girlfriend.
I forget what his girlfriend. It might be.
I don't know if they tied the knot.
Anyway,
we'll check in.
Point being, it's like this guy dresses up kind of like a young John Daly, but has none of his personal habits.
Yes.
And you're kind of like, okay, you're kind of, your flash is kind of cool. And now you're like, I kind of want you to see one. You're a pretty likable person. I mean, initially when you see an all person dressed in orange, you're like, hey, look at this attention getter. This is not that cool. And then you meet, well, this is a Giver t-shirt.
It's
this
orange.
Is Giver. I'm not wearing an orange suit.
True.
So
those are khakis.
Khakis. The point being is that I kind of didn't like him at first, and then he becomes a very likable person.
Yeah, fair.
Despite he's dressed like a doofus.
Yeah, he was flat bill guy, Puma. What is this guy up to?
Yep.
This has Graham Trainor hating him from day one. Just looking at him.
You know what he did, though?
No. Yeah,
to his credit.
Yes, Skater bro on the golf course? I was fine with it.
To his credit, he brought juniors, kids, to the game single-handedly. The number of kids that show up on a Sunday to a golf tournament dressed in all orange, nobody does that for any other player. Like, he actually has built the game for kids. Kids love him. He's got a little following. He's got his little minions running around.
All right, so Ricky Fowler, winner of the U.S. Open.
Tiger,
no?
T-Gray was one under after the day. Phil plus one. Come on, Phil. DJ, Dusty Nose, even. Jason Day, one under. Spieth plus one. Rom, two under. Finau plus two. And we had to bring Sergio back. I asked Wes out there. I was like, what the hell has Sergio been up to?
Nothing.
Since the Masters.
He's been struggling.
Doing nothing. Masters, and that was his first ever major and probably his last.
Did you see his tirade earlier? I guess it was late last year, not early. No, maybe it was early this year.
Which tirade?
Yeah, he went absolutely berserk on a bunker. He was in a bunker, hit a shot, bad shot, whatever. He was frustrated, and he started beating the snot out of it with his club.
Love it. That's what I do.
Just.
A name I'd like to ask you about is Spieth. Why haven't we heard Spieth's name in a while?
Spieth?
He's having a sophomore slump.
Gosh, it's sad to see because we talked about this last time I was in, that he was one of those guys that has kind of gone down the Tiger route a little bit, where since Tiger had all of his fame, he's one of the few that have had a run where he's like the best in the world. Yep. Everybody loves him. He's hot. He wins a bunch of tournaments. He's not hot right now. He's been cold for a while. Everybody's still rooting for him because he's a really likable guy. But his putter's not what it was. When he was winning all of his tournaments, he was draining everything from everywhere. Not the case anymore. When your putter goes on tour, you're not going to win anything. You have to have a hot putter to win. If you could be hitting every fairway and every green, but if you don't make putts, it doesn't matter. So that's your biggest instrument. For all you golfers out there,
yeah,
spend some time with that flat stick.
Like they say, Massey, drive for show, putt for dough.
I usually hit, chicks dig the long ball. It's kind of a motto I live by.
That's more baseball, but sure.
Is it?
Yeah.
So what is your prediction for Pebble Beach? Wes,
gosh, it's so tight.
And what also just for radio. For the Masseys out there listening? Is it the driver this week? Is it the mid irons or is it the putter?
Okay, so if we're talking Pebble Beach and the strategy, it's a short course, so the driver is not as important as far as length is concerned.
Brooks out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He's got the strongest mental game of anybody out there. That's in there. They got to factor that in. It's going to come down to iron play and putting. I mean, these guys, everybody's going to be playing some shots out of the rough, so the driver's not going to be as big of a piece of the puzzle. Iron play and putting. Tiger's one of the best iron players in the history of time. And if his putter gets hot, shoot, he won the 2000 U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, same location, by 15 shots.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, but we love living in that.
Oh, my God.
We love living in that in the golf world.
Jordan Spieth was 3 years old.
Tiger's not going to win, by the way. Okay. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, who's going to win?
Brooks Koepka.
Brooks is going to win.
Three-peat, first time ever U.S. Open champion.
Won the first time ever?
He won Shinnecock Hills last year, Erin Hills the year before, Pebble Beach this year.
All right. Brooks.
Why
so,
not?
So my prediction's wrong. Long drive don't matter.
I like it.
I'm going to go with Fowler. I'm going to stick with Fowler.
Do it. I would love to see Fowler.
Mazzy hates him, but, you know.
I never said it. I said I liked him.
I know you like him.
You kind of look like Fowler in that neon blue whatever you got
going
on. Oh,
it's a giver shirt, bro. I just took Fowler away from you. Who do you want?
I don't even know. Spieth is such a dork, and Tiger probably doesn't have it going on. Put all that effort into the Masters, and now he's probably blowing.
Can I give you somebody that you should root for?
Yeah, sure. I'm all ears.
Amateur.
Ooh.
Victor Hovland.
Victor.
He's an amateur. He's tied for 16th after round one, 2 under par.
Amateur.
Amateurs don't win on the tour anymore, but if he did, that would be incredible.
It'd be the UVA basketball of golf.
Pencil me in for Victor. Where is he from?
Texas.
Sure.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Okay. That's perfect for Mavs.
Right. I think he plays right. for Mavs. I think he plays for Mavs the University
fan
of Texas.
Hey, shout out to Mavs fan Victor.
Nauseous. I should have done my research. Sports fans, this is Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL. That is all the time we have. Wes, we'd like to thank you again for coming in here and educating me on what is going on in the golf world.
See you next Friday.
See you next Friday?
Yeah. On the show?
Yeah. Sweet. Maybe we'll be here.
Cool.
Friday.
Yep.
2 to 3. Usually.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Mountain.
Only for the last 3+ years that we've been doing Friday. It might change up. I don't know. Stay tuned. This is Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL.